Governor Walker won re-election with a comfortable margin last week, and his GOP colleagues in the legislature now have a bigger majority than they did last session. Even so, it appears Walker faces some resistance from fellow Republicans in accomplishing a big item on his to-do list, the state budget. As WUWM reports, the governor may want to streamline things next year if he's considering a presidential bid. Governor Walker's first big task of his new term is to get a new two-year state budget approved. He'll introduce a spending plan early next year. Under state law, legislators must adopt their version by June 30th. Yet Walker is calling for them to act quickly, in part to show off to the nation.
This is what the counter to the dysfunction in Washington is. The reason people hate Washington is because they don't get anything done.
Since winning re-election, Walker has talked frequently about his belief that states have answers Washington lacks. His comments have fueled increasing speculation that he plans to seek the GOP presidential nomination in 2016. But Republican state lawmakers don't appear to share Walker's urgency in approving a new budget. Representative John Nygren is co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee.
I think it's great the governor wants to move quickly, but, you know, as just consistent with the last cycle, you know, the legislature has its job to do and put its stamp on the budget. We have priorities. The governor has priorities. So at this point in time, I'm not going to put a timetable together. Our concerns are more about the principles that we believe in, more importantly than the time schedule.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss points out that there are new lawmakers heading to Madison, unfamiliar with the budget process. He says they'd benefit from taking it slowly. But if the process drags in any way, it could cut into the governor's ability to blaze a national trail, according to Tom Loftus. He was a longtime state lawmaker and assembly speaker. In an interview on Wisconsin Eye the day after the November 4th election, Loftus said time is short for Walker to enact his next agenda for the state.
He has one budget to put all of this together, and then it's 2016.
Loftus says if legislative leaders intend to support Walker's potential presidential bid, they should, quote, cut him some slack. The former assembly speaker says that might include taking responsibility for bills considered too far to the right for a presidential candidate. Loftus says lawmakers in other states have provided cover for their governors running for the White House.
When Clinton was promised that he wouldn't run for president and he was going to serve that whole term, then he, of course, did run for president. One of the things that legislature did was pass everything he wanted or needed early.
Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson says a lot is on the line for Walker if he will seek higher office. Thompson joined Loftus for the post-election discussion.
If he's going to run for president, he's got to be bold and put it in this budget and be able to make the compromises necessary and hopefully get it through as soon as possible, and then he can start campaigning for president in Iowa.
Thompson agrees with Loftus that the legislature could provide cover for Walker by adopting policies that are hard for him to support, given his previous stances. Thompson cites the federal Medicaid money Walker turned down. The former governor says Walker could use the cash now to fill a budget hole if the idea comes directly from lawmakers. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.